Good afternoon. Sunshine will continue to fade behind increasing and thickening clouds today as a warm front approaches from the south. Along with the front, an increasing southerly breeze will help push temperatures into the mid-40s for afternoon highs. Rain showers will begin to break out from southwest to northeast through the region during the late afternoon, and these rain showers will last into the evening. More rain showers overnight tonight as the warm front lifts to the north, creating areas of locally dense fog. Overnight temperatures will either hold in the 40s or drop back into the upper 30s through sunrise tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, a large ridge of high pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft in the western Atlantic and encompass much of the eastern third of the United States. A cold front will try to approach from the Great Lakes and Midwest, but get hung up thanks to the strength of this ridge, and most of the rain will remain in central and western New York and points west and south, and also some showers passing through the northern Adirondacks and the St. Lawrence Valley north into southern parts of Canada. The result will be mostly dry weather for interior New York and New England. A few passing showers cannot be ruled out, but with an increasing south to southwest wind flow, unseasonably warm temperatures will build in, with highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. The same setup for the day on Wednesday will lead to record warmth, with many locations in the upper 60s and lower 70s. The front will edge toward us from the north and west, producing some late day showers, though, and this will eventually lead to a cool down. The front will push through on Wednesday night, and a different type of day on Thursday. We'll go back to some sunshine mixed with clouds, with highs in the 40s. It looks like it'll stay in the 40s Friday and into the weekend, though we'll still run the risk at a few scattered rain showers, with a couple of systems lifting our way from the Ohio Valley. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread snow will persist through late tomorrow across portions of the Wasatch, the central and northern Rockies, and into the high plains as a strong cold front pushes east through the Rockies and into the central United States. Accumulations will be heavy at times, especially for the central Rockies. Arctic air will continue to spill into the north central U.S., allowing a significant drop in temperatures over the next couple of days. Another cold front dropping south from Canada will reinforce snow generation across the northern plains and portions of the upper Great Lakes. A vast area from coastal Oregon and northern California into the upper peninsula of Michigan have winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories due to this system. The front's progression through the central United States will be fairly slow over the next few days, which will set the stage for a potentially long-duration wet period for portions of the southern and central plains and Mississippi Valley. A steady plume of warm Gulf moisture will transport northward along the boundary. Scattered to widespread rain and thunderstorms are forecast from Texas to the Great Lakes. An axis of 2 to 4 inches of rain is forecast from eastern Texas to lower Michigan, with pockets of 5 inches of rain or more over northeast Texas to the Ozarks. Thunderstorms will have little movement and or track over the same area, which will greatly increase the likelihood of flooding. Moderate risk of excessive rainfall is in effect for Tuesday into Wednesday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, rain developing, lower 50s, Boston, increasing clouds with showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 66, set in 1981, and the record low, 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:32 p.m., 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of dense fog in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and breezy with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 40s. More showers around tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds, breezy with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the mid 40s. cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of dense fog with lows around 40. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the mid-40s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the mid-40s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 40 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers, unseasonably warm, lower 60s. More unseasonably warm and even record-breaking temperatures Wednesday, lower 70s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with some late-day showers. Showers Wednesday night, much cooler on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-40s. A chance of showers Friday and Saturday in the 40s and upper 30s on Sunday with more showers, perhaps some freezing rain. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.